From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. Crews battling that ongoing oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico are getting some new help this morning. A 100-ton containment box and dome made of concrete and steel is now at the scene of that damaged well off Louisiana. A large crane will be lowering it onto the seabed as part of a short-term fix to those two remaining oil leaks. It's designed to funnel and siphon the leaking oil through thousands of feet of pipe and then onto a tanker instead of the waters of the Gulf. Meanwhile, Eileen Fleming with member station WWNO reports the head of the Sierra Club says he's stunned by the size of the spill.
Michael Brune didn't say a word in the roaring seaplane as it flew over fertile fishing grounds off Louisiana, where ribbons of rust-colored oil streamed past the Breton National Wildlife Refuge. Nor did he speak when the plane reached the Chandelier Barrier Islands that locals call the Cajun Bahamas. But when the plane landed,
we flew over a relatively small part of the total spill, and yet it's still seen. You know, you can see it from 2,000 feet up in the air. It's super high concentrations. It's this, you know, rusty orange color that just extends for miles and miles.
It's the tip of the underwater spill threatening coastline all the way to Florida. A few fishing boats were spotted pulling booms to contain the oncoming oil spill. For NPR News, I'm Eileen Fleming in New Orleans.
They're voting across Britain today in what's expected to be the closest national election in decades. NPR's Rob Gifford in London says more than 600 seats are up for grabs in the House of Commons.
Polling stations up and down the country opened at 7 o'clock this morning and will stay open till 10 o'clock tonight. 649 constituencies across England, Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland are being contested, with more than 44 million people registered to vote. The first results are expected before midnight. Pollsters say millions of people were still undecided heading into polling day. The election has been thrown wide open by the sudden rise of Britain's third party, the Liberal Democrats, and it could be their leader Nick Clegg who holds the balance of power if, as expected, no party gains an absolute majority. That has only happened once before since World War II in 1974. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.
A court in India is handing a death sentence to a Pakistan gunman convicted in the 2008 attacks in Mumbai. He'll be hanged pending a possible appeal or clemency. The assault in Mumbai left nearly 170 people dead and raised tensions between India and Pakistan. Mohammad Ajmal Kassab was found guilty of murder and waging war against India. A militant group based in Pakistan is accused by India of being behind that attack. Officials in Alabama now say two workers died in an explosion at the Redstone Arsenal near Huntsville. They were contract employees working to remove propellant from rockets when that blast occurred. This is NPR News from Washington. The Greek parliament votes today on sharp cuts in pay and pensions, ones needed to fix the country's debt crisis. They're expected to be approved as part of an agreement for Greece to receive billions in bailout money. NPR's Sylvia Pajoli reports this follows violent demonstrations that left three bank workers dead.
Greek Finance Minister George Papakonstantino told Parliament the country must impose the harsh austerity measures in order to secure a desperately needed international bailout of $145 billion over 3 years. The parliamentary vote comes as the country is in a state of shock after protest demonstrations in Athens turned violent. Rioters threw firebombs at a bank, killing three employees, a man and two women, one of whom was pregnant. Bank workers are set to strike today in protest over the deaths. Prime Minister George Papandreou called the killings a murderous act. President Carlos Papoulias warned that Greece is on the brink of an abyss. He said, "We are all responsible that the country not take a step into the void." Nevertheless, unions and leftist parties are planning further demonstrations against the measures later today. Sylvia Pojoli, NPR News, Athens.
In Thailand, the prime minister is promising to dissolve parliament in September. That's a key demand of anti-government protesters who've been occupying Bangkok's upscale commercial district for weeks. But the prime minister says that'll only happen if the so-called red shirt protesters leave the area. New elections on November 14th have also been offered to the protesters if they agree to pack up and leave. There could be votes today in the Senate on proposed amendments to a financial industry overhaul. There are about 100 amendments in all to that bill. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News, in Washington.